go higher for desire. Pull it in your head, baby, Hollywood is dead. You can find it in yourself.
Welcome back. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we are talking about a trip that I just came back from. So this is a Just Got Back series about my great fun tour around Los Angeles. I'm calling it the pub and grub tour that I did, Doc Bill.
Yeah, I think that's a great tour you had. And you think about pub and grub, you also can think about beautiful Saplo Island. We have a pub, it's called the Trough. And you can go there and have a burger. Again, that's on Saplo Island. That's beautiful Saplo Island. Our website is saploislandbirdhouses.com. Phone number 912-223-6515. Great beaches, beautiful weather, and we have great local food.
Well, some great seafood. I love eating the seafood down there. I think soft shell crabs just ended, right?
Soft shell crab just ended, and they're about to open up the local shrimping season, so that'll be great.
I say yum.
I agree.
But now, while I was out in Los Angeles, I had a chance to do a little bit of the restaurant part. So it wasn't only just the pubs, but we also went to a great restaurant. And I want to share with the listeners an interview that I had. And, wow, you would have loved this place too, Doc Bill. And I actually had deviled eggs with kimchi on top. Sound good?
That sounds great. Actually, I love kimchi.
Well, you know, I love kimchi too. And Stephen and I had a great opportunity to go to a wonderful restaurant, Faith and Flower, and meet Stacy Sun, who is with LA Tourism. And Stephen and I got a chance to ask her all kinds of questions about the dining scene. So I'd love to share that interview.
Yes, so I am with LA Tourism, and I run and oversee the Dine LA program. So the whole objective for Dine LA is to promote LA as a culinary destination, which definitely has become, and we also promote the chefs in LA. And so, I mean, yes, it is the best job ever.
But it sounds like it.
It's so much fun. And so, yeah, that's really our main goal is to promote the great, great culinary dining scene that we have.
Well, great. Well, you know, LA has such a large variety of restaurants. So tell us about the new restaurants and bars that are really getting a buzz.
Yes, so Grand Central Market, which is in downtown LA, it is, right now, it is probably like the darling of LA as far as food. So it's a marketplace, kind of like a hawker center. There's a bunch of different stalls. And recently, they started to revamp Grand Central Market by bringing in just newer, hipper, cooler stalls and vendors. So there's a really great coffee place called GMB Coffee, and there's also, they sell Donut Snob Donuts too, which are my favorite donuts in LA.
No, I love donuts.
Yeah, so they sell that GMB, so when you guys go, you definitely have to get Donut Snob as well, in addition to like the cold brew. And there's this restaurant called Egg Slut.
Egg Slut.
Yes,
okay.
So everything on the menu has an egg on there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course it's the nice, runny, oozy kind of egg. So hence the name Egg Slut.
Okay.
And we all know that eggs just photograph so well.
Yeah. I love eggs, so that sounds like my idea of paradise.
It does, Stephen. It sounds like it's perfect for you. Absolutely. Now, what makes it special, though? I mean, is it the cuisine choices that we'll find there, the chefs that are participating in starting restaurants there, the atmosphere? Really, what kind of brings it all together that makes that such a special spot?
You know, what makes, you know, Grand Central, there's this really good history to it because it's been in LA for years, over 50 years. And so you have a mix, you know, as far as the environment, you have a mix of some of the old vendors and then you have a mix of these new vendors.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you go in there, the vibe, it's just so, like, you can tell it has this rich history to it. The people that go to Grand Central now, it's not just one type. It's, you have such a huge, you know, it's just a wide variety of people that go in from all walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
And the new vendors that are coming in, some of them are chef-driven, too.
Okay.
There's a new deli that just opened up called Wexler's Deli. And you have this very well-recognized chef. His name is Mike Wexler. And, you know, he is taking deli food to another level. So he makes a really good pastrami sandwich.
Yeah.
I mean, the pastrami is, you know, cooked and smoked in-house for hours. And, you know, they make the bagels in-house as well.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good bagel. And they also make the lox in-house. So there's just, like, really good things that are happening as far as the quality of the food.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can just get that vibe when you walk in. I mean, you won't be disappointed in what you get at Grand Central.
Well, that sounds great. Really does.
So, talking about lots of different types of cuisine, but what cuisine would you say is top of the list at the moment and really trending?
Korean food. Korean food is, it's just everywhere. You'll find kimchi pretty much on every menu now in LA, even if it's not Korean. And, you know, the big part of the influence is there is a really big Korean population in LA. We have the largest Koreatown outside of Korea. And it is infiltrating the dining scene.
Yeah. And of course, we tried some at lunch today with kimchi on the deviled eggs.
That was
interesting
very
twist.
Yummy. Yeah, it was a nice combination.
It's
I really enjoyed that.
Great combination. And as you know, I love my eggs.
Yes, you do. You love your eggs. And I love kimchi. But, you know, thinking about things like that, I mean, over on the East Coast, when we think about the West Coast, we do think about you guys as really sort of setting the pace and, the you know, setting the trends on what's new in cuisine. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I think about, you know, from the farm to the table, and I think about the West Coast, kind of initiating that, certainly the food trucks. Mm-hmm. So when you think about that, what are the trends that are around maybe healthy eating here in LA that we can look forward to, you guys sending over to the East Coast?
Right, well, juicing is huge in LA right now. It all started with Pressed Juicery, and it's cold pressed juice. So that means that they take the vegetable, send it through the juicer, and there's no heat in the process. I mean, it literally is, here's a juice that's squeezed out of the carrot, they'll refrigerate it, and then they'll serve it. But, I mean, that's pretty much the essence of cold pressed juice. So juice spots are popping up all over LA, and it's definitely infiltrated the rest of the nation. But juicing is huge, and also there's a couple restaurants in LA that are doing a really good job as far as vegan and plant-based, and so one of them is Gracias Madre. That is based in West Hollywood, and it's plant-based Mexican food, which is very unique.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where else you can really find that. So that's trending as far as, you know, healthy foods. And the same restaurant group, they also have other restaurants by the same name, Cafe Gratitude.
Okay.
And it's also vegan, plant-based. There's one location in Venice, and the other one is off of Larchmont, kind of by the West Hollywood area.
Now, when you say plant-based, just so our listeners, you know, and myself as well, are really clear on exactly what that looks like when it arrives on our plate, what exactly is plant-based?
Well, you would think that it's, you know, you just see a bunch of salads, right?
Yeah.
But they actually can take grains and anything from a plant and transform it into something else, you know, and it's really cool what they're doing over there. You know, it's not a bunch of salads. I mean, at Gracias Madre, you can have a taco where it's vegan and 100% plant-based, so you're not getting anything with lard in there.
Oh,
so it's very, very healthy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds very yummy. That's another spot, Stephen, we may need to check out.
There's so many.
So many, yes. So little time.
And I know all of these are coming from great chefs, so let's talk a little bit about some of the chefs in the LA dining scene. Who are some of the ones that we need to be on the lookout for?
Ricardo Zarate. He is from Peru and amazing. He started out with this restaurant called Mochica, and it's actually in downtown, and it's very good comfort style Peruvian food, but Ricardo has expanded his empire. He now has, I believe, a total of 3 or 4 restaurants within LA, but he's also taking Peruvian food outside of LA. So he just opened up a restaurant in Santa Barbara called Blue Tavern. And it's the first of its kind in Santa Barbara, but he's definitely one to watch out for. He was also Food & Wine's Best New Chef from a couple years ago. But what he's doing is he has such a passion for Peruvian food, and right now Peruvian food is not really that well known. And so he has a stronghold on, like, anytime someone mentions Peruvian food in LA, most likely it's connected to Ricardo.
That was Stacy Sun with the LA Tourism and Dine LA. You can find out more information about Dine LA on their Instagram or Twitter accounts at Dine LA, and also on their website at discoverlosangeles.com. Yummy stuff. Check it out. We'll be right back with more Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I wish they-